FNC's Carlson, Democrats think it is fine to mobilize the army in order to put down domestic opinions. By Jeff Poor on February 2, 2021. Monday, Fox News Channel host Tucker Carlson opened his program questioning the military presence in Washington, D.C., around the U.S. Capitol. He pointed to some Democrats, who have justified the use of National Guard troops as a means to combat political opinions, as a cause for concern. Transcript as follows. Carlson, the news is moving with bewildering speed, in case you haven't noticed. We've noticed. No presidential administration has ever changed so many basic institutions and facts of American life, and done it so quickly. We've done our best to bring you nightly updates on what's happening for the week and a half that Joe Biden has been president. But at times, it's overwhelming, there's just too much to cover. The other day, for example, we learned that the Biden administration plans to make the tiny District of Columbia, our 51st state, a more corrupt English-speaking version of Monaco. As if lobbyists in Washington didn't have enough control over your life. Now, there will be U.S. senators. But that's not even the biggest news. Just a few hours ago, Biden officials informed us that after almost 65 years of working to build the nuclear weapon, the nation of Iran may be finally, and you'll find this amazing, quote, just weeks away from getting a bomb. After 65 years of trying. What a coincidence. You already know how that story is going to end. Another pointless foreign war, trillions spent, many dead, the United States gaining nothing. We've seen that a lot and it's happening again. Joe Biden just sent American troops to Syria. Well, you didn't know that? Yes. Hours after he became president, American soldiers crossed into the nation of Syria. Sending them to Syria was one of the first things Joe Biden did. Somehow most of the media forgot to even mention that. In their defense, as noted, there's a lot going on in the news, including a lot of troop mobilization. Syria is not the only place they're massing. Washington, D.C., looks like occupied Sarajevo tonight, a small city overflowing with soldiers. The troops came last month, tens of thousands of them. We were told they're going to protect the capital from the inevitable right-wing violence. Certainly certain to accompany Joe Biden's inauguration. Then Joe Biden was inaugurated, and there wasn't any violence. Donald Trump didn't chain himself to the North Portico. Trump voters didn't rush the stage. The Trump restoration never happened. And yet, the troops stayed. No one in Congress seemed to notice, but in fact, they're still arriving, as of tonight, thousands of them. As of last Thursday, National Guard troops from 23 states were stationed in Washington. That number seems to have risen over the past few days. We called the National Guard today to find out by how much, but they couldn't give us numbers or wouldn't. We do know that more states have sent troops since last week. You may have seen the video of soldiers getting off buses downtown near the Capitol. What are they all doing there? Again, National Guard leadership wouldn't tell us, quote, for operational security reasons. The spokesman said, we will not get into specific details of the ongoing mission. Oh, soldiers in our capital, but we don't have a right to know. Got it. J.B. Pritzker, who is the governor of Illinois, was not so shy about the purpose. He laid it out very clearly. In a press release announcing the deployment of more soldiers to Washington, D.C., Pritzker explained that, quote, we must root out the dark forces of racism, white supremacy and disinformation that have created this moment. Let that sink in. The military has been deployed to Washington, D.C., to fight disinformation. So say something a Democratic governor doesn't like and he will send troops. Does that sound like the country that you grew up in? It probably doesn't. This is not the way things are done in America. It's not the way they have been done since the Civil War. No one alive has ever seen anything like this. So why is everyone pretending it's totally normal to have thousands of troops in the Capitol to fight disinformation? Because obviously, they're in favor of it. They think it is fine to mobilize the army in order to put down domestic opinions. MSNBC, though, let us remind you, an opinion channel, is completely in favor of this. Watch. Begin video clip. Unidentified female, and now, nearly 5,000 National Guard troops will be deployed in D.C. through March, as some congressional staffers and extremism researchers say there are concerns about possible violence surrounding the upcoming impeachment proceedings. Unidentified male, the National Guard will have to stay there as a symbol to those people who think that building is vulnerable. and that includes the American citizens who went up there and performed insurrection. Unidentified female, inside the Pentagon's decision to keep thousands of National Guard troops in the streets of Washington, D.C. As we get a new gut punch from the FBI affirming the greatest threat facing the American people is already among us. End video clip. Carlson, oh extremism researchers. So the Southern Poverty Law Center is now in charge of the Pentagon. You should know that. The whole thing is a gut punch, by the way, they just told you. Gut punch? Not to the people in charge who have ordered up an unspecified number of soldiers for an unspecified number of soldiers for an unspecified period of time for purposes they refuse to explain to us. No, that's not a gut punch. It's not a big deal. It is business as usual here in Kurdistan. The gut punch is, the fact is, it definitely is a fact. It is not at all terrifying Rwanda-level propaganda. The fact is that, quote, the greatest threat facing the American people is already among us. Already among us. They're here. Terrified yet? The woman that you just saw on television went to Harvard. Incidentally, so you can believe it when she tells you what the real threat is. It's not like she was reading from a Ministry of Truth press release issued by some creepy authoritarian regime. No, not at all. She knows who the enemy is. And this week, the enemy was a freshman congresswoman from the 14th District of Florida. No one is more scary. No threat is more imminent or dangerous tonight to this nation, ladies and gentlemen, than this freshman member of Congress. The threat that she alone poses, as they say in cable news, is existential. Indeed, this single congresswoman may be just weeks away from developing nuclear weapons. If you watch television this weekend, you already know quite a bit about her. Begin video clip. Unidentified male, Trump has also been in touch with Florida Congresswoman and noted QAnon devotee, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Pamela Brown, CNN host, Marjorie Taylor Greene has spent the weekend scrubbing her social media accounts. Unidentified female, people who are spreading conspiracy theories and doubling down on inciting violence. That, of course, is Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Abby Phillip, CNN senior legal analyst. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has been in the news this whole weekend as a conspiracy theorist. Brian Stelter, CNN chief media correspondent. Certainly, news outlets have been exposing Representative Greene's history of hate. But is the coverage also building her up? End video clip. Carlson, oh, so how dangerous, just how dangerous is this three-named congresswoman, you probably have never heard of? Well, so dangerous, that in the name of democracy, she must be expelled tonight from the Congress. That's what they're saying. No one is claiming voter fraud here. The member in question was elected just months ago with 75% of the vote. Now, that's roughly the same percentage of the vote that Nancy Pelosi got out in San Francisco. So there's no question that her voters very much wanted her to represent them in Washington. On the other hand, what do her voters have to do with democracy? That's not how democracy works. In the new democracy, CNN gets the veto. If cable news doesn't like your views, you have to leave Congress. That's the rule. The test is entirely ideological. You don't actually have to harm anyone to lose your job. This new member of Congress has barely even voted. She just got there the other day. But CNN says she has bad opinions, therefore, she is the greatest threat we face. Now, if you're skeptical about any of this, our advice is keep it to yourself because free inquiry is dead. Unauthorized questions are hate speech. Anyone who suggests that this one member of Congress is not really America's greatest enemy is by definition one of America's greatest enemies, and that would definitely include this show, which CNN spent yet another weekend trying to get pulled off the air by force. Censoring a news program is not censorship when the people at CNN don't agree with what that program says. Okay. They actually said that. They are children, obviously, but that does not mean they will not win in the end, or that it won't get worse in the meantime. Why? Simple. Donald Trump is gone now. That's very bad news for the many people who made a living yelling at Donald Trump. And it is especially dangerous for their political party. A party whose nonsensical coalition can only hang together by collectively throwing rocks at whomever happens to be at the center of the hate circle today. So there's no more Donald Trump. That means you get to be Donald Trump now. See how that feels? It's all pretty predictable, you could have written this script. The sad thing is, they are missing a lot. This is the media after all, their job is to cover the news. And there are tons of interesting things happening right now. Things that you tend to miss when you spend all day screaming about a single member of Congress from Georgia. For example, there's the populist revolt underway on Wall Street. That's not a small story. It's still going on tonight. In fact, it is spreading. What began as attack on short sellers will likely change our economy permanently and forever. So why are the Reddit guys doing this in the first place? It would be nice if someone somewhere had asked that question. Is it possible that the Reddit guys have a point? However destructive their tactics may turn out to be? Could it be that COVID has so dramatically accelerated the concentration of wealth in this country to a degree that's dangerous and completely unsustainable, that this was a reaction to it? But because corporations have made it impossible for people to say anything that's true out loud anymore? Simple things like, hey, hedge funds aren't actually very good for the country. Or, whoa, why don't we still have something as obviously corrupt as the carried interest loophole in our tax code, things like that. Because you can't say any of that in public without being called a racist by some goon from the HR department down the hall. The Reddit guys maybe had nowhere else to express their justifiable frustration and instead took it out on our public markets. Could that have happened? Just spitballing. Totally possible that's what's going on here. But that segment was not on cable news this weekend. Nor was any speculation about how long a market that is this disconnected from reality can continue. How long before the whole thing crashes, not just the stock market, but any society built on mandatory lying? How long before Davos Man, the flimsiest emblem ever created of our new age, evaporate like meringue in the rain, and we return to the real things? Physics, gravity, reason, God. How long? Anytime? Those are all good questions. None have been addressed lately in the media. Instead, we saw Newsweek fret about the quote, far-right extremists who may be using Reddit to mock our noble hedge funds. The Washington Post, meanwhile, saw the resemblance. Not unreasonable, if we're being honest here. Between what's happening on Wall Street right now and what happened in the 2016 presidential election. They were appalled, of course. When the hedge funds take a hit, it's mob rule. Even the corporate comedians weighed in, bowing before their masters in finance. Watch this guy tell you that it must have been the Russians doing this. No decent, loyal American would hurt a hedge fund, and for once he is not joking. Begin video clip. Jimmy Kimmel, talk show host, over the past 6 months, their stock price has grown by 8,000% because a bunch of amateur investors, maybe even some Russian disruptors who are part of the Reddit community called Wall Street Bets, decided to buy a bunch of GameStop stock and drive the price up and screw over the hedge fund guys. End video clip. Carlson, yes, if you're screwing over the hedge funds, you must be Russian because there are no underlying problems that American citizens might be reacting against, none. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.